From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a joint rescue mission by U.S. and Iraqi Kurdish fighters frees about 70 hostages. Officials say the operation in northern Iraq was launched in response to information that the hostages faced imminent mass execution by Islamic State militants. One American serviceman was fatally wounded in the mission. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was questioned Thursday by a congressional committee investigating the 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Clinton spoke in measured tones about the deaths of Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three other Americans at the consulate. Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy said questions linger regarding the government's actions before and after the attacks in Benghazi. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry voiced a cautious measure of optimism that a solution can be found to defuse the current wave of violence in Israel and the West Bank. Following a four-hour meeting Thursday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Berlin, Kerry said some proposals may be put on the table in coming days that will have an impact on stopping the unrest. He said he plans to raise the proposals with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Jordanian King Abdullah during a meeting Saturday in Jordan's capital, Amman. At least 2,000 South African university students and supporters crowded into a Johannesburg city block Thursday. They're demanding the ruling ANC party deliver on a promise of free higher education. The demonstration comes more than a week after students at Johannesburg's University of the Witwatersrand launched protests over a proposed 10% tuition and hike fee, a fee hike. Protests over university costs have since spread across the country and forced 14 institutions to temporarily close. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama says he wants to deepen ties with Pakistan. Mr. Obama made the remarks during a meeting Thursday with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif at the White House. Mr. Sharif noted the depth of ties between the two countries. The World Health Organization says millions of premature deaths can be prevented each year by reducing short-lived climate pollutants. A WHO report recommends cutting emissions of black carbon, ozone, and methane. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Health Organization says emissions from short-lived climate pollutants cause cardiovascular and respiratory diseases, including heart disease, pulmonary disease, respiratory infections, and lung cancer. It says they are responsible for many of the more than 7 million premature deaths each year linked to air pollution. The WHO reports about 2.8 billion low-income households rely on dirty fuels such as coal, wood, and kerosene for cooking and heating. It says cleaner and more efficient stove and fuel alternatives could reduce the health risks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Officials in Pakistan say a suicide bomber killed at least 10 Shiites and wounded many others in a remote southwestern region. The violence occurred in Bolan district of Balochistan province. A provincial home minister says the bomber, wearing a burqa, entered and blew himself up in a crowded mosque where people had gathered as part of a 10-day annual ritual called Ashura. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Russian officials have given international news organizations their first look inside at Russia's operations in Syria. The Russian Defense Ministry flew Moscow-based reporters Thursday to an airbase near the coastal city of Latakia. Journalists witnessed Russian combat jets and helicopter gunships flying from the base. Russia's defense minister says his government plans to build a military base on the Kuril Islands, along with four Arctic bases that should be completed by 2018. Sergei Shoigu told Russian news agencies Thursday the military is planning to put a large modern base on the islands with equipment necessary for border protection. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights is accusing the Czech Republic of detaining migrants and refugees in degrading conditions. Zaid Rahad Al-Hussein says credible reports from various sources indicate a systematic violation of human rights. He says the Czech Republic routinely detains migrants and refugees for 40 days and in some cases up to 90 days. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.